Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom's decision to pull a goalie is made for lots of different reasons at lots of different times. And, you know, even before that second goal last night, was that thought maybe in your head of just trying to maybe spark your team in any way you possibly could?
No, not at all.
Wills Mullick called play in the first period sloppy. Carter Jones, after the second period, said just wasn't very good. When the players know what's wrong, do you have to say much between periods?
Yes. You know, some coaches might not, but no, I did a little bit. I mean, I didn't go, like, it wasn't anything, but no, I definitely voiced my opinion, and I'm going to do that because it was unacceptable play, and I understand you're going to have periods like that, but like I told them, too, if we're going to have a period like that, let's be down 1-0, not 2-0.
Carter Jones impresses me so darn much on the power play. When he's got time and space, he can do an awful lot, can he?
Yeah, he's got a lot of poise, and that's kind of, you know, Jones, he's really good in tight areas.
Your first goal, Carter fought like Dickens to get the puck into the zone, stopped, and everybody went flying past him. That opened up a passing lane. A lot of people, I think, just focus on what's in front of them. How important was that play and knowing what was to his left and to his right as well?
Well, we understand that you want to have drives. You want to have net drives to bring people down, and we call it a high layer, and then it opens up a high layer for you. So that's 5-on-5 and especially 5-on-4 right there because, again, there that's where the available ice is going to be.
The way teams defend right now, what's in front of you isn't always going to, probably more often than not, isn't going to be the best play, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, the biggest thing is that you just want to possess it. Now, you got to possess. You got to play off the penalty kill. And Jonesy does a good job playing off the penalty kill. So what is the penalty kill going to do? Are they going to have? Are they going to take high layer away? Are they going to take low layer away? You know, are they going to take the D away? Whatever they're going to do, you have to think quick because at the end of the day, there is going to be one open guy for sure, and sometimes even two until they get set up.
More with Coach Ceritori when we come back. Our Budweiser pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceritori. Russ Armour was in the right spot two different times last night. Tom scored two goals because of it. I'm only slightly joking with this question, but as much as he's been through, does he need a whole heck of a lot of coaching at this point in his career?
Well, I think it's not necessarily coaching with anybody. A lot of it's called reminding. You know, it's just reminders, and I think that's probably the biggest thing with coaching is that you got to continually remind your guys what the expectations are, what you need to do, because if you don't, sometimes a player is just going to take the path of least resistance, and it's just human nature. You know, Ross's experience helps, his discipline helps, and you know, and so then you got to factor that in. All players are different, Schulze. You know, some have that self-motivation, that self-discipline. You don't need to teach them, you don't need to tell them too much because, again, it's already ingrained. Where some guys you got to constantly remind, and that's just coaching, that's just parenting, that's just everything.
What are some of the characteristics, both on the ice and off the ice, where guys are pretty good teachers while they're out there on the ice too?
Well, they just have to be. They have to have good game awareness. And then, first off, you got to be able to work. You got to work hard because working hard is everything. And number two, you have to have good game awareness, and that's just hockey sense. And you have to know all situations. And some guys just have it, and those are the guys that you can say, gosh, they're like another coach. And some guys, it's not as easy for them. And that's just the nature of the beast when you have a collective group. And but you try to get everybody on the same page, and that's obviously sometimes the challenge and the task of a coach is just to get everybody on the same page.
Before the game winner was scored, they iced the puck. I wasn't sure if they were going to take a timeout, maybe if you were going to take a timeout, or if we were just going to let that thing play out and let the guys go and play the game. How much of that is just a gut feeling of who you have on the ice, your confidence level in them, and doing what you're going to end up drawing up on the whiteboard anyway?
Well, I was going to call a timeout, and then I said to myself, you know what, they're tired, but I wanted, but our group was out there for a while. But then I just said, you know, so was their group. And we had the offensive zone faceoff, so I just stuck with it because it was also on the left dot. And I want to have a left-handed center out there. So, no, I hesitated. I was going to call it. And then I think that's what – I don't know if that's – Damon was mad. And I might have been a little slow with that. But anyway, then I thought he was going to take it because to get his guys off. And he never took it. So it was just kind of one of those deals right there. You let it play out. We ended up scoring. So obviously, again, it worked out in our favor.
You've said it, heck, the entire time that I've been in this job, that, you know, teams that lose on Friday are desperate come Saturday. How does your desperation level change at different points of the year. I mean, we're getting down to crunch time now.
Well, it doesn't change. I mean, the bottom line is you better know, I told our guys, hey, you got to know the psychology of your opponent. And you got to know the psychology of the situation. And we all know what's going to happen tonight. And, you know, again, it's just, we know what's going to happen tonight. And let's respond the right way.
You guys in Minnesota State were the only road teams to win last night in the league. I went in search for a little bit last night trying to figure out home and road records and what teams with more veterans were doing on the road this year than past years. And quite honestly, that stat isn't very readily available, and I didn't feel like doing a whole bunch of math last night. But winning on the road is hard. If you've got a veteran team, it's just a smidgen easier, isn't it?
Well, it is, Schulze. And again, they've been through a lot of that adversity. But like for us, it's like a big game tonight because we stubbed our toe in Bowling Green. I mean, the old adage, split on the road, you'll take that any day of the week. But when you know you have to gather up more points because you let one go a couple weeks ago, it magnifies the weekend.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.